we don't cross it.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, me, oh, my, oh, me, oh, my. Oh. Can you imagine? It's Mother's Day today. Ah. It's Mother's Day today. And what a glorious day it is. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that it's Mother's Day? We just saw a little flyer here from that came from some magazine here, whatever it was, and it was talking about our friend Caesar. And Caesar and his wife separated, and she apparently has the boys with her, and he has the boys with him whenever they share it. And Caesar just bought a castle, a palace, but it's not really a boy's house, and it's not really a dog's house, but it's Caesar's house. It is all white, all furnished, and all beautiful. And Caesar says, well, I keep my dogs clean as they come in the house, and so they don't get dirt all over the house. I don't have a lot of wall-to-wall carpeting. I have hardwood floors, and so I don't have to worry about keeping my floors clean. And I just am a master of this thing. And when I like to play, I go in my playroom out in the garage. And so what does Caesar do for Mother's Day? He is the ideal father. His sons love to be with him because he treats them just like he treats himself and like he treats his dogs. And wouldn't you like to be treated like Caesar treats his dogs? You'd always know where you stand, wouldn't you? You'd always know what's right. Caesar really is a mama, because this is how mothers raise their children. This is how mothers raise their children, to be understood, to do the proper thing all the time. And what is Caesar's role with his dogs? Anybody?
He's the pack leader.
He is the pack leader. He is the pack master. He is the boss. Excuse me, y'all. He is the boss. There is nobody else the boss. Now, who in the home is the boss? Mama. Mm-hmm. Mama's the boss. Mama tells everybody where to head in and what to do in a nice way. And everybody loves Mama because they can depend on Mother, because they can depend that she's going to always be consistent. She's always going to be unconditionally loving. She's always going to look out for your highest and best. Wow, what a mother to have. All mothers are like that, aren't they? Isn't that right? All you mothers on this Mother's Day? You're all like that. You're looking for the highest and best part first. First?
In yourself.
Beautiful.
In yourself, in myself.
You're looking for the highest and best first in yourself. The mother is always looking for the highest and best. Then she finds it very easy to find the highest and best in her children and in her husband and in her world and in her house and everything. Mothers who love their homes, you can tell. Their homes are orderly, not necessarily spick and span, but they're orderly. Mothers who don't love their homes, the clothing falls where it will, and once a week it might get put away or something like that. And the children are the same way. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful to have the ideal mother? The mother who trained under Caesar, who trained to be the pack master under Caesar? Wouldn't it be wonderful if every mother were an ideal pack master, pack leader? What a grand world this would be. You know what the next step? Mothers would not be interested in the slightest in running for office and being in the legislature or getting a job or doing these things. Their home is their castle. It's their home is the whole operation for doing everything that they want to do. Now, if they don't want to be a mother, well, that's fine. There are lots of places for women who don't want to be mothers to have their world, but lots of places for women who want to be mothers who want to have a job and want to do these things. But, okay, so what's it all about? The mother is the packmaster. She teaches her young, she teaches her children, she teaches her family, she teaches her puppies how to behave. You don't mess in the house. You go out in the backyard. You don't fool around. You do everything in divine order. The mother only expects the highest and best out of you. Wow, that sounds like what God would expect out of us, wouldn't it? The highest and best. That sounds like what our ministers and our priests and our chaplains and our rabbis and all of the other religious people. Well, hey, what does the psychiatrist or the doctor or the dentist or the psychologist or anybody else want out of each of us? They want the best. They want our ideal self. Really, that's what they're supposed to be doing. They don't get much business that way if we're always our ideal self, but that's okay. There's plenty to go around. Now, how does a doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, and medical doctor, or anybody else, teach us how to be our highest and best? He says, before you come and see me, change your attitude. Change your attitude to say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm wonderful. And then when you change your attitude, then you come and see me and tell me about it so I can tell other patients about it, that it really works. You know, that it really works. Because you I can depend on to be the mother. You I can depend on to be the leader of the pack. So you I can depend on will lead yourself first. The leader of the pack makes self, makes sure that she or he is going to be tippy-top, you know. And so, that's what real mothers are. Now, all you mothers in this world who are hearing this, and I know there's 7 billion of you, and you're all listening with great interest in this talk on Mommy's Day. And what you're hearing is that you are the number one honcho. You are the leader. You are the pack master. You are the one who goes around the world making the world not better, but fulfilling its purpose and its direction and all the dreams that anyone ever had. So, children who are born in your family, mothers, and children who are born in your world, even if you're not a mother and you're still having them born in your world, even if they're born in your world, what happens is that they have a good role model to follow. And if you are good, daddies can be good role models too, of course, yeah. Everyone, if you are good role models for your world, starting for yourself, but for your world and your family and your children, they will be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They'll be absolutely marvelous in every possible way because they had a mommy who was a good packmaster. And so, to all you packmasters out there, good for you. Buy yourself a White House like Caesar, already furnished, and let the maid and the people come in and take care of it. I mean, Caesar can afford it. He's got a very successful operation, his business. Very successful man, very successful fellow, and his children just love to come to his home because there they find guidance, and that's what everyone should find when they come into our home, a packmaster guidance. They cannot do anything they want, but they can do everything that makes them happy and makes them feel fulfilled, their highest and best. Well, moms, you're pretty wonderful. I wish you a happy, wonderful day today, but I don't really wish it. Because I know if you're the leader of the pack, if you are the mom who is the pack master of your home is very blessed, very fortunate, and everyone in your home feels that they are in paradise. And as Caesar, they call it his Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just another house down the block, but a nice house. And it's all white. It's all beautiful. And it's all warm. And it's all inviting. And the dogs are clean when they come in the house. How often do you make sure your dog is clean when he comes in the house? You put the dog in the water and you don't even wipe him off. Shame, shame, shame. His hind end needs to be wiped as much as his front end. But you got to be a good pack master. All of you. And just because you got him wet doesn't mean that somebody else can't dry him, you know. You understand? So just say, Sylvia, where's the towel for drying Rex? And Sylvia say, here it is. And she says, well, would you mind drying him? And Sylvia says, I'd love to dry Rex. Anything I do for Rex makes me feel 100 feet tall. I feel so good. And Sylvia comes over and says, now, Anita, this is my fun. I want to do it too. Well, when I'm done, you can pick up the leftover drops. And then Rosalie says, but I was going to dry them. And Gabriella says, Mommy, I will take him back out and get him wet so you can dry him. Ah! But that's what a mommy does. She always fulfills everyone's desire, and everyone is happy, and everyone is delighted in her. And they think that she's just wonderful. Right? Right. Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Enjoy them all the rest of your life, and your life is eternal. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.